we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program, well, a guy who's rapidly becoming one of our favorites, a highlight of every Thursday afternoon, here to talk some college football with us. It's Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, sir?
I am doing just great, thank you. Another fun weekend coming up. We're getting to the meat of things here. The out-of-conference games, for the most part, are behind teams. Did we learn a lot through that cruise through the out-of-conference schedules?
Yeah, I think we had, all but four of the teams, got a conference game under their belt. And, it's hard to say, did we learn anything from Towson and Villanova? Because, boy, what a great game that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was a true battle, and I don't know that they really differentiated themselves in that one. So I think that's a pretty tight battle there, probably for the two spot, although I'm sure Maine would love to get into that scrum and mess that up as the season goes along. But pretty good kickoff weekend, and I think we have about four or five matchups within the CAA this weekend, so it should be very educational.
Yeah, absolutely. People still upset with you for your ballot? Gosh, how dare you put North Dakota State number two?
Yeah, I'm not real popular in Fargo right now. That's fine. That's what I've been told when I did Keith Brake's show. And, I think there's argument. I think you can make an argument for North Dakota State being at number one, but I think you can also make an equal argument for James Madison at number one. I think you can look at it both ways, but the problem, obviously, is when you have glasses that are tinted gold and green, you cannot see both sides of the argument, and that's kind of how it's been going the last couple of days.
Let me ask you this. I believe you've asked this question yourself. I can say it safely because I don't have to go down to Delaware this year. How are the Blue Hens still in the top 25?
I don't know, Rich. it's not correct, and I'm not going to throw people under the bus, but even talking internally with Delaware, they really didn't expect to be, in the poll this year, at least until some questions were answered with new personnel. And then you never know what can happen. When you go into October, you can catch fire with some new names. But this team is not rankable. And part of North Dakota State fans' argument is, well, we beat a ranked Delaware team. And I'm like, well, they shouldn't be ranked. So I don't know how much you really want to brag about that. Still a nice win for North Dakota State. But, no, they, they're completely rebuilding. And the teams that they've beaten are not that impressive. And they've beaten the 0-3 Rhode Island team in overtime. They should have lost that game. They beat Delaware State, which is one of the worst teams in the FCS traditionally. They lost to North Dakota State pretty decisively at home, and they're going to get knocked around, this weekend at Pittsburgh, and I don't think that'll even hurt them that much. I think most people will probably keep them in the poll because it's a P5 team. So going into October, we're going to have a Delaware team ranked that shouldn't be ranked, and then they're going to get slaughtered a couple times in the CAA, and that'll knock them out. But that, I don't know, Rich, I can't explain it.
Well, let's talk about some of the games we've got coming up this weekend. Some very interesting matchups. And let's start with this one. I'm intrigued by what's going on out in Utah this weekend as Weber State plays host to Northern Iowa.
That's a great game. Sam and I worked together at Hero Sports. We talked on our podcast this week about how that game could be a battle for an eventual seed. Like, we may look back at this game in late September as a not just a game that maybe determines an at-large bid, which it could, if these two teams get knocked around within their conference and get knocked down a peg. But it might, the way these two teams look, I really think this could be a battle for like a 7 or 8 seed possibly, it's a great matchup within the Big Sky. Missouri Valley Challenge is what they have it called. And most of the teams in those two leagues have played a team in the other league, which is great when we're trying to have measuring stick material. Mm-hmm. And it's a great game. How good is Weber State's defense? They sure look pretty good. And how good is Northern Iowa that took a ranked P5 Iowa State team to the wire and played Iowa State as well as Iowa played Iowa State? If you look at comparative scores. So it should be a real good one.
Well, another great one coming up this week in the Big Sky, UCal Davis, that frankly gave North Dakota State all they wanted last weekend, this time playing host to Montana, trying to prove they're for real this year.
Yeah, that's a real good way to put it, Rich, because, I mean, I think, you know, UC Davis, you know, you take away the garbage time touchdown at the very, very end of that North Dakota State game. That was a four-point game with 2 minutes left. I think UC Davis, is pretty strong. Montana has, for like 4 years, been trying to prove they deserve to be high up in the polls and in consideration. Well, Grizz, here's your opportunity. Go to California and prove it. And if you do, you deserve all the respect, that you want, because it is a pretty good Grizz team. So I think that's another statement game, especially for the Grizz.
We're talking with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports here on Downtown in the CAA. A couple of big games with ranked teams. Let's start down in North Carolina, where Elon plays host to James Madison. What do you think there?
Yeah, last year James Madison lost to Elon, and I think, JMU decided to hire Elon's coach because of it. I would call this a revenge game. I think JMU has this one by a mile, but I still think Elon is a playoff-caliber guy. You know, I really think they're pretty good. So maybe it's not a blowout, but James Madison should win this game, I would say.
And then Maine, this is the biggest game of the year for the Black Bears right now. A nice bounce back against Colgate, but we know that Colgate team isn't anywhere near as good as we perhaps thought in preseason. But they take on a Villanova team that sure opened a lot of eyes last weekend with that great win over Towson.
Yeah, Villanova, I think in the preseason, I know Sam and I were curious about this Villanova team because the defense looks so good on paper. It looked so good on paper in the preseason. And we just didn't know how are they going to score points, which has traditionally been an issue with Villanova teams, usually because of injuries. And I know you and I talked about that before. Well, I'm crossing my fingers when I say this. So far, they haven't had any injury issues, and they are moving the ball. So I think it's a good contrast to style. I think Maine has a lot to prove in this one, and I think they're very capable of going down there and possibly winning that game. But Villanova, they want to go to 5-0 and to begin to set up that monster matchup with James Madison on October 12th. So this is clearly one of the best games in the country, and I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen because both teams to me are very defensive-oriented, but they both have found a way to move the ball this year pretty well. And return kickoffs.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Ernest Edwards has turned into quite the weapon for Maine. So, yeah, a lot of fireworks about to happen this weekend, I think.
Brian, is there a team lurking in, let's say, the lower reaches of the top 25 that's waiting to jump up and bite some people in the next few weeks and maybe make a big move?
Yeah, there's a couple I'm curious about based on results so far. I haven't had a chance to rank Southern Illinois yet because they lost to SEMO in week one, and I don't feel like I can rank SIU unless I have SEMO in there yet. I'm not quite ready to do that. But if you remember, Southern Illinois went to UMass and beat the tar out of an FBS in Amherst. So I thought that was a statement win by SIU, and they've done nothing but beat FCS team since. And they gave Arkansas State another FBS team, a pretty good game this past week. And then, another I think you're going to want to remember the name of, because I think some of the teams that we thought in the Big Sky were going to be monsters or maybe rebuilding a little bit, like Eastern Washington. Sacramento State has a new coach in Coach Taylor. And, 2 years ago they were 7-4 and actually beat the Big Sky champ, Southern Utah. I mean, it's not a bad program. They have a new coach. They're doing some good things on the field and in recruiting, which is always a good indication that you have good staff, I think. And I think Sacramento State is going to be a team. I mean, they've been on my ballot for a few weeks. I think I've been one of the few. But I think that's a team that might surprise some people this year.
Check out Brian's podcast, BMAC and Hurd's FCS podcast, for all kinds of great information. And, of course, follow them on Twitter. Go to heroesports.com for some of the best coverage you'll find of FCS football. Brian, good stuff as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll check in again next Thursday.
Thank you, Rich, for having us on. Really appreciate it, sir.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
It's Brian McLaughlin here on Downtown, getting us underway on a Thursday afternoon. Black Bear Reports, and that was pretty well related to the Black Bears, brought to you every day on Downtown by our friends at Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows. Front Street in Bangor, Coach Nick Charlton, Brian Sullivan, down at the Sea Dog tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. Stop on down, have a bite, have a beverage, and learn about the Black Bears as they get set for this big showdown with Villanova this weekend. Black Bear Reports also presented by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718.